Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. Glad you're with us. Coming your way this hour on the show, how about this? After the All-Star game last night, a guy that played in many of them. Johnny Bench, the greatest catcher ever. Baseball Hall of Famer, legend, is going to join us here on the show. Johnny Bench is going to join us in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, advanced analytics. Speaking of the All-Star Game festivities, did you find the Home Run Derby too frenetic? Vote in the web poll. We'll do data on that coming up in 40 minutes, plus your epic fail. Kirby Smart has had an issue with his players, especially this offseason. After winning another national championship last season, all hell seemed to break loose. Too much celebrating. Too fast. Too fast a car. Too much drinking. Too much partying. And now Kirby Smart is saying slow down. Kirby is admitting that the Georgia program has to admit it has speeding issues. Literally speeding issues. That he's constantly looking for ways to address it. Another freshman last week, outside linebacker Samuel Mpembo, was ticketed for driving 88 in a 55. This was about an hour before receiver Marcus Rosemi Jaxant made an appearance in court, pleading guilty to driving 90 in a 45. Remember that back in January, offensive lineman Devin Willock and football staffer Chandler LaCroix were killed in a wreck after they were racing with Jalen Carter, another Georgia defensive lineman. And LaCroix, behind the wheel of the car, had a .197, almost a .2, which is almost what Bob Huggins had when he didn't know what town he was in, as the legal limit in Georgia is .08. Kirby said, I'll be the first to admit we haven't solved that issue or that problem. I honestly don't know anybody that has, but certainly for us, it's important to acknowledge it first. We've had a lot of intervention in terms of talking and visiting and discipline measures that have been implemented in terms of education. We will continue to do that. It's one of the things that we want to manage, but it's a tough situation to manage when you have 18 to 22-year-olds, and a lot of them are driving for the first time. Every fall, we have 25 new guys. We've averaged five guys that come here at 18 years old with no driver's license, and we continue to work on that. I don't have the exact answer I wish that I did, but I continue to work on it. Carter was driving a 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk when he was racing LaCroix's SUV. And Smart brought up NIL. NIL deals have given some of our players and players in general the capacity to probably get faster cars. It's not necessarily just the volume of the speeding tickets, it's the speed of the speeding tickets. And that's a bigger concern for me. The speed of the speeding tickets, the speed of the high speeds. We talk to our team, that's where you get bigger accidents. So a couple of things here. Do I think that every head coach in America can control the driving behaviors, the off-the-field behaviors of 18 to 22-year-old young men? No, I don't. and expecting Kirby Smart to have perfect attendance and perfect kids on a football team that wins a lot. No offense, but usually when you win a lot and win big, not everybody's a choir boy, is not necessarily some type of egregious offense. I mean, it's just, it's the way that college football's kind of always been built, that you're going to have some rowdy, reckless young men that play the game as rowdy, reckless young men in a sometimes rowdy, reckless sport. Okay. But if Kirby Smart really is making an active effort to try to do this, to try to fix this, that would be helpful, because it certainly feels like Georgia's getting a little out of control, does it not? I mean, when you have two cars, one driven by a staffer, and granted, not an assistant coach, but somebody who was on the staff, at high rates of speed, be on the wheel of a car, totally drunk, two cars are racing, carrying multiple players, and somebody dies, and then you have another player escaping the scene and lying to police, that's a pretty enormous issue. And then to have teammates, after somebody dies on the team in a car wreck, to still be speeding suggests that they're not quite getting the message. Again, I'm not sure how you can beat it into everybody's head if death isn't big enough for them, but it does feel alarming if you have young men that watch a teammate die in a car wreck still going 30 miles over the speed limit. Okay. Number two, it begs the question whether the more success that you have, do you have more guys that feel more invincible? Now, again, we've had teams like Oklahoma back in the 80s, like Miami in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. We've had some Florida Gators teams that were chock full of guys that tested life and limb pretty constantly off of the football field. So is this just part and parcel of great teams? That they just have guys that feel invincible, or you need guys that feel invincible on the field so that they do it off the field? But again, a teammate died 6 months ago in a car wreck. Can you not speed 30? I'm not talking about 5 to 10 miles over or 15 miles over. Guys are doing 88s in 45s. Also, for Kirby to bring up the NIL stuff is really, to me, ridiculous. As though this is the first time college football players have ever had fast cars. I mean, come on. SMU was taken down as a football powerhouse and given the death penalty in the 1980s because of Trans Ams being chauffeured from guy to guy. Eric Dickerson goes to SMU based on the car that he got. I mean, go look at recruiting throughout the 70s and 80s. The way they got kids to SEC schools and Big 8 schools and Pac-8 schools was, here's a fancy fast car. That's been happening forever. That's not NIL money. That's forever. I went to school at a time where Syracuse was a very good football school. They had a lot of NFL players, including Donovan McNabb and Dwight Freeney, and Marvin Harrison had just passed through there, and Moreland Greenwood and Will Allen. And guess what? There was a lot of fast cars on campus driven by the football team. That was 25 years ago. You go to the library or the practice facility or the dome, and guess what's lined up? Players' cars. How they afford those? Kids have been getting fancy, fast cars somehow, some way in college athletics forever. So let's not talk NIL here. Well, man, for the first time you got kids that have fast cars. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. I would hope that Kirby can get this under control. I don't think that Kirby's running some type of renegade program. But there has to be an essence here where as you are winning and winning big, and the pressure to win big continues, and so you have to keep recruiting big-end talent, that guys do feel invincible. forget guys just speeding. How about Stetson Bennett? And this was a young man who was looked at as the offensive leader of the team, the elder statesman of the team, the quarterback of a two-time defending national champion. And here he is getting so smashed. He walks through a neighborhood that's not his own, yelling and banging on doors in the middle of the night to the point where the cops have to be called by multiple parties. And when he's finally confronted by the police are like, hey, would you mind just like chilling out? Do you know where you are? Do you know who you're looking for? And he mouths off to them. This is a young man in his 20s getting ready for the NFL draft and mouths off to the cops where they're like, look, we don't want to do this, but you got to get in the cop car, man. I wonder about this program right now, and I wonder about how many of the guys feel very entitled and very invincible and very above the law. If you are going to watch a teammate die in a car crash and a couple months later drive at 90 in a 45, come on. They got to be better. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Ostrichai says, DA has an identical twin myself. Yes, there's two of me. I can tell you my parents were absolutely superheroes. I honestly don't know how they did it. We were sniveling brats. Amazing parents to this day. We were very lucky. I mention this because the Angels just drafted twins. One last year in the draft. This year in the draft, the second one went. We just had a pair of twins drafted in the NBA draft. Back-to-back belly-to-belly picks. And I was thinking to myself, as Pete and I exchange our newborn stories and baby stories, as nobody's sleeping and nobody's getting any rest and they're crying and getting changed, etc., how you could possibly balance this with multiple kids of the same age. That now Pete's got young Timmy, who's going to turn 3 next month, but at least it's not, maybe it's just as bad, I don't know, but I just can't imagine out of the womb, okay, you got two of these things, now go figure it out as they cry and they scream and they need to be fed, they need to be burped, they need to be changed at all hours, all of the time. I just feel like parents of twins have just got to be a different level of patient, a different level of parent. I can't even conceive, Pete the Body, of what our lives would look like with identical twins.
Yeah, it's you learn fast, I'll tell you that much. That's one thing, though. If you are able to have twins or you have triplets or whatnot, get ready to learn and learn quick. I'm learning just with two kids that are different ages. It's very much a learning process. And hold off on sleep for about 18 years.
I mean, seriously, my God. Now, this is why Pat Boyle wants to just do the Genghis Khan thing.
Correct.
Where he doesn't actually have to do any parenting or fatherhood. He gets to do the good part, the fun part, which is making the baby, but then the taking care of the baby, he's not interested in. How's the plan going?
Well, I mean, at this point, I'm not trying to spread any actual seed.
I see.
So
that's not a very Genghis Khan type of attitude.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right, DA, but, you know...
You're kind of Genghis Khan light, then.
Yeah, in theory, I'd like to be, but when you actually try to put the plan into practice, I don't know that I'd be able to get away with that without having to pay thousands of dollars in child support.
He's tilling the land right now.
Uh huh.
You're kind of
like a zero calorie Genghis Khan.
Pat Zero.
Pat Zero.
I'm telling you, I got to be in the next Stunduin News where I'm the guy that gets kicked out of a clinic because I'm dropping too much seed into the clinic. Like I've at that point fathered 500 children, and now you're worrying about bloodlines crossing, so they got to tell me to stop. That's what I need to do.
All the nurses know you by name. Oh, hey, it's Pat.
Oh, Pat's back. Pat, would you like your favorites?
Oh, yeah, I got them.
Phoenix tree rodent. Yeah, that's the name of the Twitter handle. Phoenix tree rodent. DA, those national team, those National League uniforms last night were so bad, my blind dog was barking at the television. I can't believe, Boyle, that you like those uniforms. I can't believe it.
Why? What's wrong with them?
Gross.
They're the color scheme I thought was great. The Seattle teal. And then it wasn't blue, navy blue, like straight into black. Like you had some fade going on there. And you know what? I've pushed back on, like, you can never wear black pants. They look good. They look good if you wear them well. And I thought that you had the navy blue, kind of a little transition, a little ombre almost going on into the black pants. I thought they popped. I thought they contrasted very well, too. The one thing I didn't like was the helmets, just like the green N and the green A. I thought those were trash. But other than that, I thought the unis were fine, man. I thought they've had a lot worse than that.
Well, they have, because bright orange or bright yellow, I think the bright orange were the ones in Miami. I think the bright yellow were the ones in Pittsburgh, maybe. I mean, those are really garish and disgusting. So having a deep navy blue like a Mariners blue, not so bad. And if you bought that jersey and wore that around town with regular pants, jeans or khaki shorts or something, it would look fine. But why do we have to do dark blue tops into black pants instead of just dark blue tops into dark blue pants? Why wouldn't they just synchronize the color on the tops and the pants?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. That is a fair point there. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm never buying an All-Star Game jersey.
You can't.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
I just don't understand what's the appeal to the All-Star Game jersey versus buying your natural team's jersey so that you can support your actual team. It's not like anybody's a fan of the American League anymore. It's not like anybody's like, oh, I'm a huge NL fan these days, so I just wanted to make sure I got the All-Star Game jersey. I guess it's because you just want a different jersey and you already have your other team.
Correct. Yeah, my guess is, for example, those who have a Mookie Betts Dodgers jersey, they then want the Mookie Betts National League All-Star Game jersey because they already have one, and maybe they love them so much they want another one. So it's, hey, I kind of like this color. It shows that I'm a super fan, you know, that I'm going to go out and waste $150 on a Mookie Betts National League All-Star Game jersey. But, yeah, showing my fandom. And if they keep rolling out these jerseys every year that aren't just the team's jerseys, they got to be making money on them.
No doubt. When we come back here on the show, a man that never had to wear an ugly All-Star Game uniform because he wore his own team's uniform, Johnny Bench joins us. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The only radio show where listeners are invited to their childhood homes. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You can always listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide across the CBS Sports Radio Network and also on Sirius XM Channel 158. Plus, you can listen to us on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the free Odyssey app. Our next guest is one of the greats ever. 14 times he played in the All-Star Game, won two World Series with one of the greatest teams ever, the Big Red Machine, was the World Series MVP in 76, and is a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame and the All-Century team as well. Joining us here on the show is the great Johnny Bench. Johnny, good morning.
Pleasure. Thank you, DA. Nice to be with you this morning. I really enjoy you. I got to tell you that. You're a live wire, man. You got some more stuff and you know your business. So it's great to be with you this morning and an opportunity to talk about, let's get real about skin cancer. So I've been a part of this for a couple of years, partnering with Regeneron And we've had some great results, great reactions. People come up to me and say, hey, you know, I got checked. And that's what I'm here for. But it's great to be with you, Damon.
It's great to have you here on the show. And thank you for the kind words. Did you watch the All-Star game last night?
I watched about 70, 80% of it. Yeah, I was back and forth. I've got a couple of boys that were doing some stuff. And I thought it was great. I thought there was you know, a lot of in stuff with the mic'd up, doing a few things here and there. And I thought it was really exciting in so many ways. I think we sometimes don't make it a show, but this seemed to be an entertainment value.
What's Johnny Bench's take on the sped up rules, the pitch clock and such?
I love the pitch clock. I can't even tell you how much I love the pitch clock. I'm so tired of watching, you know, the celebrations and all the, you know, and then they get out and then they do the gloves and then they do, you know, they do that and they have to fix the jock twice. And, you know, buy another jock strap, put it over the cup. It'll stay in place, folks. If you youngsters are out there, and especially you catchers, if you've got a cup jock, put another one over it, okay? I'm tired of you playing with your tool. Yeah, well, whatever it is. But the junk has to be out of there. Let's go. This is all about protection, DA. I mean, this is all about protection. That's what we're talking about, whether you're catching. Well, since I broke seven cups, I'm an authority, all right? And since I've had three Mohs surgeries, there's another thing that I'm trying to talk to people about protection.
Well, not only do we have a more sped up, you know, speed now because guys can't step out of the box, call timeout, pitchers wave off like five different pitches. But back in your day, the game was already naturally sped up. I mean, you had to get the ball back to the pitcher pretty quickly and call a sign and get that in and get the pitch in. So was that easier to play the position of catcher when you had a natural rhythm like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was like you had to hustle out on the field. Remember, you know, Damon, I mean, when you think about it, it's all about the money. You know, it's about advertising. It's about, you know, running the commercials 2 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever between innings. You know, back there was 45 seconds. So if you took a minute and a half, that's 3 minutes per inning, 3 minutes per inning, and you take that away and you had a three-hour game, you're down to 220, you know, 230. So we got through it, but we just had to be on the field because – the action was over. We had already sold all we were going to sell. But when you have to start putting out advertising and all the stuff and everything else, and that's what it's there for, that's what you're doing. But, you know, can you imagine the concession guys? They're dying there. They don't have time to get back and get the money. And all of a sudden, in 2 hours and 30 minutes, their people are back in the garage driving home. And you still got, I mean, I can still hear the vendor in Cincinnati and Crosley Field say, "Get moody with Hudy. I only got one more left. If you don't buy it, I'm going to drink it myself." And but what do you do with the concession stands up there? This is a lot of good stuff. We're seeing the stolen bases. Of course, you know, they say, oh, that's improved and everything else. And it has because it's closer and people are running and you can't throw over. But back in our day, you know, we had Maury Wilstall in 104. We had Lou Brock. We had guys. We had, you know, those Pittsburgh Pirates and Houston Astros. I mean, it just seemed like every time they got to first base, somebody fired a gun and they were off. They were just took off. They didn't even need a sign. They just ran. So, but there's more excitement. And these guys, how big are these guys, Damon? How strong are these guys?
They're just amazing. The great Johnny Bench.
You couldn't hit it over the center field fence. There were, in Dodger Stadium, you couldn't stand at second base and hit a fungo out of center field. And now these guys are hitting the opposite ways and going, but they are amazing athletes.
What's your take on Ellie De La Cruz, the Cincinnati Reds sensation?
Oh. I mean, you can go down the list. That's why I love baseball so much these days is the excitement of these young guys and the talent that they've had. Everything they've learned from, you know, it's now, you know, they understand the game so much earlier and they're understand the mechanics of it and the analytics, I guess. I'm still backward on that. But this kid, I love the way he wants to play, the excitement with which he plays. And it's contagious. You know, this ball club was already starting to develop. And with some of these young players, McClain and Friedel's having a good year and this guy, and then all of a sudden Votto comes back from, you know, it's Lazarus, you know, he's coming back from wherever the hell he was. And all of a sudden he's hitting home runs, but this is contagious. This kid, and now I'm watching, he's playing shortstop. You know, it looked like Ron Hansen back in 1962 you know, he's 6'6" and he's playing back at, and he's catching balls over his shoulder and he's stealing three bases. And it's just, it's so exciting. You know, the Cincinnati Reds, which went from having 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people a game. Now, I tried to get a ticket the other day for a friend of mine. He said, no, they're only single tickets and they're in left field. I mean, this is awesome. This is really good for the town.
You got to be able to call somebody and get a free ticket. You're Johnny freaking Bench.
Well, I have one source, but then I called a traveling secretary and he says, well, we only got single tickets. I said, I need two. He said, ah, good luck with that.
Wow. No, oh, my goodness.
I'll buy them. We don't have them. We don't have them. So,
oh, no. When the traveling secretary can't get Johnny Bench a pair of tickets, this is a problem.
Now, Rob Butcher is the greatest, but there's just sometimes there's a – he can do that, but then the people who have the tickets that are the ticket officers saying, ah, we don't care who they got. What are you, who's the bench guy? What? No, he played no. When? I don't no. remember. It's like, I don't, you know, everybody, you got to be 50 years old to actually follow my, what my career was and everything else. And so I guess as we get back to our message for just a second, as I just want everybody to go to letsgetrealaboutskincancer.com. Let's get real about skincancer.com and pledge that you'll go there, start doing your own self-checking, find out what it did. I found I had lower eyelids. I had to have both of those. They were basal cell carcinoma. Find it early. Get your test. Go see a dermatologist and sign up as fast as you can.
What's the first step for our listeners that want to make sure that they're being safe in the sun and need to get a checkup?
First of all, they probably need no more than 30 of the sunscreen, but you have to apply it at least every 2 hours. And then just your own self-analysis. I had these little burrs on my eyes and little blisters. I just was at my eye doctor, and he said, you need to get these checked. I went to the dermatologist, had to have them removed. I had something on the side of my face. I thought it was okay. He looked at it, said it's not okay. Had something on my chest just in January. And, you know, sometimes they'll go and they can find these spots and maybe a blister. It may be just a mold that's changed. It may be some change in something within your body that you can do your own self-analysis. But, you know, while your wife's there, while your partner's there, while everybody's there, just say, hey, what do you think? Can you see something on my back? Something's itchy or something, whatever. So just do your own self-examination. And I'm trying to get Regeneron. They've done such an awesome job with this. This is my second year that I've been teaming up with them. And I'm trying to get them to say, hey, let's get a truck. Let's get a truck and go around the country. And, you know, like we see the blood bank trucks and everybody else. So, but if you catch it early, almost all of it is able to cure and take care of. And that's the thing. Just get ahead of the game with what the problem may be.
Take Johnny Bench's advice. Let's get real about skincancer.com.
Thank you.
That's the website. Let's get real about skincancer.com. You can take the pledge right there. Learn more and make sure that you're keeping yourself safe during these summer months where the sun is hot. John,
can I ask you what you thought of the game?
I liked it. I thought the jerseys were a little ugly.
Totally ugly.
I like when you guys used to wear your own jerseys. I felt like it felt like a collection of guys from different teams that had to come together for one day that made it special. Now these jerseys kind of suck some of that magic out of it.
Yeah, but you got to sell, Damon.
I know.
Come on, man. You got to merchandise.
I will say, you know, though, boy, baseball's in a good spot with these young players. There's so many dynamic, great young players that
they
splash on the screen when you watch them.
Oh my gosh. And then the home run derby, which I've never really enjoyed. I thought it was the deal, but now they've sped up the competition. They've done this stuff. You know, it's out there, and you know, you can always tell who the agent says you need to get over there and be on TV and everything else. Somebody hand him another bottle and somebody give him a towel and do this stuff. And then can you imagine, Damon, if we had them do the home run derby without their jersey tops? Can you see the rips?
Oh my gosh. You want to see the six packs?
Oh my gosh, Smoltz had a comment about, I guess it was Solaire, when he was at the plate and they had a picture of the back wall. And he said that he has less fat than that brick wall behind him. I mean, these guys, I walked into the locker room, you know, and for me, you know, we had 14 or 15% body fat. You can't pull fat, okay? It's impossible. I think you got an oblique muscle. anybody ever heard of my oblique? No, it was a, you know, you've got a fatty tissue that came loose is all it is.
Yeah, who was the strongest player on the Reds? Was there anybody that was kind of a workout freak?
Well, we weren't allowed to work out. You know, we weren't allowed to lift that before Cybex and the Nautilus and all that stuff came into play. And they thought, okay, you'll get too strong across the chest. Lee May used to lift weights. Oh, my gosh. He had guns. He had a chest. But, you know, it was like a shot put when he threw because they were afraid you got too strict in here and all that stuff before all of the Nautilus and the exercises and the strength coaches. I mean, they got more. We got 15 on our staff. I mean, I got five or six guys that are just lifting and in the training room and all the stuff in the weight room. Our weight room was, you know, trying to pick up the sandwich after game. That was about all we ever cut into.
You guys had to move the boxes of the Cracker Jack into the concession stands.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing because I didn't realize how strong I was and how I got that way because I was working in the peanut fields and the cotton fields in Oklahoma. So I was picking up 80-pound bags and throwing them up on the truck, and I didn't realize that how much strength it gave me. But that was the extent of my weightlifting and everything else. I did a few isometrics, but yeah, I can imagine. I mean, today, you know, I was strong, you know, back then, but to look at these guys and see the guy 5'8", Freddie Pottek would have hit 60 home runs if we'd have gone back to Freddie 5'4". And then they got the toy cannon, and then they had Joe Morgan. And now you're seeing Mookie Betts with 26 home runs. And you got Shohei going like it's just deal, and you know, and Trout can't stay healthy enough to, you know, to do all the stuff. But when you go, it's like every team, you know, it's amazing. I mean, we got Garcia down in Texas. We got this there, and I'm looking at RBIs. I'm a total freak on the box scores. I love stats and everything else. And then a raise. I guess I said it right. The kid from the Marlins.
Yeah.
You know, he's hitting 383. And everybody's trying to, you know, say, oh, he looks like Tony Gwynn. He looks like Rod Carew, man. It was just like, I'll pick a spot to hit it. It's all of it is so exciting. And the young arms and everything else, obviously the Reds are tied at the halfway break here. Can their pitching hold up? It's going to be exciting no matter which one you do. You see the Rays, you see the thing, you see the Braves, which are ridiculous. They keep doing it every year. They keep coming up with guys. It's been a great year for me, Dave.
It has too. It has. I think just from a fan standpoint, it's been a really fun first half of the season. Baseball's in a good spot, and that's a good thing for a sport that may have worried some about the trajectory in the last couple of seasons. Johnny Bench is
and
one
since
of the
you mentioned
of all time.
Spot, let me just segue
yeah.
into.
Let's get real about spots. Skincancer.com.
Let's get real about skin cancer. Let's go to that website. Sign up. What a great spot you have. Yes, you did.
And that's Regeneron, you said, right? The company behind it.
Regeneron is the one that's promoting it and doing. I'm working with them. I partnered up with them. And we're going to just ask you and everybody else. And no, don't let it go. Don't let it go. You can go in. They can use the freeze on some of the spots and everything else maybe to get ahead of it. But the non-melanoma skin of cancers are what you're really interested in. And if you can get ahead of it, you know, almost all of it is curable.
Always a thrill to have you on, Johnny. Thank you so much.
No, you're very kind. Anytime. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Johnny Bench joining us this morning. See you, bud. Thank you so much. Johnny Bench, the iconic Baseball Hall of Famer, joining us this morning here on the show. And look, you want to circle some of those moments that make me go a little bonkers is I can put myself back in my cousin Greg's house when we're 7 years old, 8 years old, trading baseball cards. And if he had a Johnny Bench, it was like, wow, you had a Johnny Bench. And look at the old 74, the 75, the 76 Johnny Benches. Say, could you imagine getting a Johnny Bench rookie card? Oh, my God, the big red machine, Pete Rose. Oh, my goodness. All those guys, Bench and Joe Morgan. And could you imagine how great that team was? Looking at the old footage, old Sports Illustrated, looking at the baseball cards. So for Johnny to come on the show and say nice things is a pretty mind-blowing moment for me. So that was really cool. Standing by with headline of this morning, and he hates the jerseys, which, of course, because he's awesome. Joining us here for headlines is Andrew Bogish. AB?
DA, it was safe to assume the NFL's hesitation to punish and get rid of Daniel Snyder was at least partially because they feared he'd bring them down with him. And now we get some evidence of that, courtesy of an ESPN story released this morning. A June 2021 meeting was scheduled for the Commanders to defend themselves against the investigation into their hostile work environment. Instead, team lawyers showed a PowerPoint of screenshots of potentially damaging emails and texts from top league execs, a clear threat. This apparently became known as the blackmail PowerPoint in league circles.
Wow. Known within the league as the blackmail PowerPoint designed by and executed for Dan Snyder.
So Goodell and people are in this meeting, lawyers everywhere, assuming the Commanders are going to come in and defend themselves, and instead they make no reference to any of the allegations against them. They just start showing the dirt that they could share if the fight against them continues.
Wow.
Good times.
I mean, and is it not amazing that the league hasn't tried more tactics to get him out before then? I mean, he's always been this type of guy, but it goes to show you they must all have skeletons in dirt that they were worried got dug up. I totally believe that.
Meanwhile, blackmail should have been on the table for the National League, losers of every All-Star game since 2012, but the senior circuit simply used baseball tactics to finally win again last night in Seattle, 3-2 over the AL. Padres outfielder Juan Soto went 1-for-3 in the victory, also caught Juan DeFranco's potential tying homer on the warning track in right in the ninth.
It just feel great, you know. Ended up the winning streak and getting my first hit in the All-Star. It's just great. It's just great feeling. It's just amazing. Yeah, get to play with those guys, those All-Stars. It's an amazing feeling to be out there.
Rockies catcher Elias Diaz named MVP for his go-ahead two-run homer top eight in his first All-Star game at bat. Rays first baseman Yandy Diaz also went deep in his first at bat earlier in the night. Phillies closer Craig Kimbrel shut the door by K-ing Jose Ramirez with two runners on. Giants closer Camilo Duval got the W. He worked the bottom of the seventh. The wait getting shorter and shorter for excited Vegas baseball fans. Commissioner Rob Manfred said yesterday the A's have begun filing the paperwork for their relocation, but it's not complete yet. Only minor details remain, like where the team will play in between their Oakland lease ending and their new stadium opening. Manfred also said yesterday MLB will consider expansion once the A's are settled in Sin City and once the Rays have a new stadium in the Tampa area. Pat Fitzgerald was fired Monday for cause, according to the coach's lawyer, but Northwestern has not informed them yet if it's keeping any of the $40 million left on Fitzgerald's contract. That attorney says the school violated Fitzgerald's contract twice, the overall contract and a recent verbal agreement when it fired him for the hazing scandal within his program. Two rule changes coming to the NBA this fall. A flop will now give the other team one free throw, and coaches get a second challenge if they are right on their first one. And we've got tennis this morning, the remaining two women's quarterfinals.
Yeah!
American Madison Keys just lost in straight sets to
Arina Sabalenka.
While the three seed
Елена Рыбакина
has taken the first set off six seeded Ons Jabeur. DA, yeah, back to you.
Pat needs a moment.
Why do I need a moment?
Елена Рыбакина.
There it sounded is. Like you groaned when you heard them pronounce
that was
their
me.
Names.
No, that was Pete.
Eastern Europeans pronouncing their names.
The Boyle grunt, I think, was just for the tennis mention in general.
I see. Tomorrow we will have the first ever edition of Wimbledon Bacon. Pat Boyle is going to anchor. That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to do British bacon tomorrow from the courts in the UK with a little finger up. Popping the champagne, Wimbledon bacon tomorrow, anchored by the one and only Pat Boyle.
You think I could bring a bottle of champagne in, pop it right before we get going?
Let's hope all your pain is champagne. Yes.
Oh, I like that one, DA.
That's a Kanye line.
I
don't even know if I'm allowed to say that now.
Yeah, well, you did.
Too late. So strawberries and cream, huh, tomorrow morning here on the show?
Yeah. Berries and cream, Andrew.
Right. Okay.
Well, when we come back, we have advanced analytics, and a dark horse has thrown his hat into the ring for the executive producer role. plus your fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
A lot was going on during the Home Run Derby two nights ago. Was it too frenetic? 57% of you said, yes! Now, data tells us the Home Run Derby began in 1985. Ken Griffey Jr., the only player to win three Home Run Derbies, and Pat Boyle participated in a Home Run Derby back in high school. Pat tweaked his hammy in his lone Home Run Derby appearance. What did we choose as the fail this morning, boys?
Me wanting to join the Mile High Club after our Stunned to a News story.
Of course. Here's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
It was just him and four crew members on a flight from OKC to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Astonishingly.
If you've seen the TikTok video, one of the flight attendants is not unattractive. So if you want to make some kind of Mile High Club joke here, this is all for you.
I'm trashing my own junk.
Dog!
Well, I appreciate it. You threw the alley. I guess I got to throw down the oop.
I mean, you had that. That's the play here, right?
I would love to do a Mile High Club thing. What are the legalities of that? Is it illegal to technically have sex on an airplane, or is it just frowned upon?
I think as long as you don't tamper with the smoke detector in the lavatory, you're fine.
Oh, there's going to be a lot.
Except those bathrooms are not made for two people.
They're not.
Are you over
for one person?
Are you over capacity when you have two people in the bathroom?
Probably.
She's going on the sink.
Is there even any space there? This sink is like the size of a piece of plywood.
You got to make do with what you got.
Right. Your bigger obstacle is probably the other crew members.
Patrons.
Like, did he close the little blinds between first class and
this guy's on a plane by himself. She's getting saucy. She's throwing her weight around. She wants to have a good time. I'm leaving that door open. Anybody else want to come in?
Okay.
Where do you go, like, oh, I can't seem to get my belt on. Can somebody help me?
Of course, all the time. That's a very good look for you. Because you're looking pretty foxy. Je ne sais quoi. You're my favorite.
Also, at this point, if it's just this one guy, and the airline attendant tips off the other attendants, hey, I'm doing this. Look the other way. Do what you want. I don't care. Can't you go anywhere on the plane at that point? You get in the seats. I mean, you'd give cockpit a whole new meaning.
Oh.
And there it is.
Oh.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I wonder if Morty D'Souza has another note he can play on the tuba for when Pat says something inappropriate. That's a different tone. This is the dark horse email that I got from the person behind the Twitter handle DA Show Quotes. Many people think this is a show employee, but it is not. It's not affiliated with CBS Sports Radio. This is a fan, a listener that just quotes the show all day long. And it's amazing in Twitter form. Good morning, Mr. Amendolara. It should be known that the email comes to us from DA Show Quotes at his email handle. So it's still no identity behind it. If I may, I'd like to throw my proverbial hat into the producer ring. Understandably, this is the longest of long shots, but I would like to see where this goes. I've been listening for quite some time, back to the overnights. I would be getting up early for my early shift and catch the last hour of the show back then. Obviously, a lot has changed since. I have a history of 2 decades of using Adobe Audition. Remember when it was called Cool Edit? I can use Photoshop fairly decently. Have a couple of pieces published. And for what it's worth, I've also spent many hot summer days in mascot costumes. I've been a frog, a penguin, a dog, a rabbit, a dragon, and a shark. Working with video would be my biggest weakness, aside from the obvious and normal adjustments. Of the known in-house people, Connor and Pat would be wonderful full-time additions to your show. But going outside the box, I offer my services potentially. Have an amazing day. Get me to football season. With no name. I still don't know who this person is. But Pete, a pretty convincing argument could be made if he has technical expertise and has been a mascot as a frog, penguin, dog, rabbit, dragon, and shark, don't you think?
No other candidate will have that on their resume.
I know. So that's a pretty strong pitch, I would say.
That is for somebody who doesn't necessarily have the broadcasting experience. But yeah, that is a very strong pitch.
Now, the only problem here is we probably need a name. We probably need a name and a contact number. Perhaps a resume would help. But just so we know that you're an identity, a real human being, not some type of catfish situation. We do need some type of maybe a social security number, an employment ID number, just something.
Please tell us who you are.
An address, perhaps, a physical address, not a P.O. box, so that we know that you're not just an AI-created bot listening to the show every day. Thanks to Pat Boyle, your executive producer today. Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Andrew Bogish on headlines. And Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. The mothership disconnects.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.